Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
Welcome into Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for joining us this morning. I do sure appreciate that. And Kevin Tenney from the Lewis and Clark Fairgrounds is our guest to kick off the show. Kevin, how you doing?
It's been a rough morning. I can't lie, Troy.
Yeah? What's going on out there?
Well, I saw Mike's facial hair over there from the Mighty Mo, and I'm having a tough time getting over it.
Are you? It's the Nikola Tesla look, I've decided.
Oh, geez, no. Things are going good. How about yourself?
You know, I'm doing okay. It's still such a weird time. I mean, we're hearing warnings not to gather in large groups, and, well, that's what you do at the Lewis and Clark County Fairgrounds. You bring people together in large groups to have events and have fun, and it's what we're not supposed to be doing right now is pretty much all you do.
Right, yeah, right, which makes our jobs down here pretty difficult.
Yeah, I mean, you've been working to figure out how you can still put some events on out there, still be safe about it all, and that's where the drive-in movies started. How'd that, I guess, we could tag it with experiment. How'd that experiment go?
It kind of went how I expected. I thought it would kind of go start off with a boom and then kind of fizzle out. The ticket sales dwindled there at the end, making it so we didn't make any money, and I didn't want to bump the prices. So I wanted to make it something affordable for people to go to, but you know, we also have to watch out for the bottom line. And if we're not making any money, we kind of had to pull the plug on it for the time being, and we might revisit it in the future.
Okay. And here at the tail end, you brought in some music, some food trucks. So there was really, it was sort of a, it was a whole experience there.
Right. And I think the people that were here enjoyed it, but obviously there was some added costs with the bands and stuff like that. So, I think it was a good idea, and I think we might revisit it again down the line.
So for now, those are over. I mean, is there any chance or thought to maybe having them midweek again? I mean, because when you started, it was, on Wednesday night, then you moved them to Friday. I mean, I know now with the weather getting nicer, people are heading out of town for the weekend, you know, that sort of thing. Maybe that pulls away from some tickets, do you think, or is that a factor?
It could be. I mean, a lot, you know, when we announced Wednesday, a lot of people would mention, well, I can't go. I got to work tomorrow. Can't you do it on a weekend? But then when we did it on a weekend, we said, well, can you go back to Wednesdays? Right. So, yeah, you just never know what the factors were in it. I think the nice weather has something to do with it, but who knows? We'll definitely look at it again sometime in the future.
So maybe they'll be back. Maybe that's one of those things where you can do like a, you know, once a month, make it sort of a big deal rather than an every week deal, and maybe that works out.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Well, and we should probably revisit the fact that there's no Stampede and Fair Rodeo, all that this summer. Can you explain to listeners, Kevin, some of the issues there? Because I'm still seeing every now and again a fair bit of, well, you know, why don't they just let the folks go? If they want to go, everybody else that's scared, they can stay home. But that's really not something that works here, and that's not what's behind all this.
No. I mean, if that was the case, if this was my money, I'd say, heck, let's put it on. Who shows up, they do, and if they don't, they don't. But this is taxpayer money that puts us on. I think a lot of people are in that mode where they just want to get out and do things, but I think right now we gotta play it smart. And I mean it definitely was the hardest decision I've ever had to make down here, and because I mean it was our 60th anniversary. Mm-hmm. It was a big deal, but I mean we can't social distance at a rodeo that costs up in the six figures. We can't social distance a concert that's up in the six figures. I mean, there's just financially, there was no way we could pull it off. And even if we didn't have to social distance, the risk of people not coming was also a major factor into our decision. If all of a sudden things opened up on July 15th, would people come? I mean, there's so many things, factors that went into making the decision, but I think financially being smart was the main issue. Two, the other one is just be smart and let's not congregate in large places right now.
Yeah. Kevin Tenney from the Lewis and Clark County Fairgrounds, our guest this morning on Coffee Break. And even if, like you said, I mean, even if we could figure out the crowd thing and that sort of deal, there's a huge question mark to whether you'd actually get the Cowboys showing up. I mean, because they have a circuit, and right now that circuit's pretty disrupted. Some of them coming in from, you know, Canada even. So there's a lot of travel issues that you might say, okay, we're going to have a rodeo, but then nobody actually shows up to do the thing.
Right, or we might not have a stock contractor because he's also in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So that was another one of the factors. Would they even be allowed to bring their stock across the border? I mean, there was too many unknowns. And, I mean, it's a decision we had to make early in June because that's when you start your marketing. That's when you start your ticket sales. I mean, it's when you start ordering your awards and your buckles and all that
right. Kind
of stuff. And we didn't want to invest money into something that we had to pull the plug on.
So, Kevin, is there anything at all happening out there coming up then? I know there was the vintage market scheduled. Is that still on, or what's happening?
Yep. Lori Coverdale is the one putting that on, and she's been working closely with the health department, and she has been given the go. That's on Saturday, July 11th. The 4-H is still working with the health department and on putting on their side of the fair, same time as it would have been normally. The Fairgrounds Foundation is trying to put together a ranch rodeo on Sunday of the week of fair with a maximum of 250 people in our main grandstands. And so they're working with the health department on that too. But other than that, there's really not a whole lot of big events going on. A lot of birthday parties, wedding receptions with 50 people or less kind of thing going on down here.
Yeah. Well, the good news is, as you said there, we're working on doing something like the ranch rodeo. We might still get some rodeo out there.
Might get something.
Okay.
We started thinking we'd have 500 hit people there. That the health department said we don't want any more than 250. You can comfortably social distance with 250 people in those main grandstands.
But
it still has not been approved. We don't know for sure if it'll happen, but the foundation is doing their best to get it off the ground.
Yeah, and people can still come out to the fairgrounds if they want to. Like you said, you know, people doing parties or whatever, if they've got the kid's birthday party, or, you know, they can use that shelter. I guess you can feed the ducks. There's still stuff to do out there.
Yeah, absolutely. You can come enjoy nature.
Well, and you can enjoy all the equipment there for the kids to get some of that energy out.
Correct.
Kevin, before I let you go, I mean, what's the best place to go to keep track of anything that might be upcoming or any news or anything like that? Is it the Facebook page? Is that the best place to go?
I would say Facebook's probably the best place to go for updates.
Okay.
It's obviously not a lot of posts right now because there's not a lot going on down here. But when things start getting off the ground, hopefully this fall, things will settle down. Things will open up a little more, but we're just waiting and seeing.
Yeah. But for now, maybe ranch rodeo, 4-H of some kind. And we do have the vintage market coming up out there next Saturday. So folks can get out there and enjoy that, get a little bit of eventing in. Kevin, thanks for taking time this morning.
You bet. Thank you, Troy.
Stick around. There's more Coffee Break. Bruce Wittenberg coming up after this. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
In today's always-on world, your business demands a simpler approach to network security. At Blackfoot Communications, we deliver state-of-the-art security solutions from the perimeter to endpoint devices and remote data backup for businesses across Montana. Ensure your company's network is online all the time. For more information, visit goblackfoot.com/security.
And guess what happens? Yeah, phone lines. I know it's been a frustration here the last few days. Unfortunately, we weren't able to connect with Bruce, but we are looking to get him on a little bit down the road. So again, for today, a short coffee break. It's all the time we have on the Coffee Break Podcast. We'll see you again next time. I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.